My name is Scott Johnson. I am the founder and host here at Frog Pants Studios. I do podcasts, internet media, video, as well as illustration and art. Here's the one thing that I would say. If you see this stuff and you find it interesting, and you say, oh, a VR headset sounds cool, or you've put one on somewhere and you've demoed it and you were blown away by what it could do. Your friend has it on the PlayStation and you're like, wow, this is awesome. And you think to yourselves, well, I think this is now the time to buy. This is just the advice I would give people. If you're a cutting edge kind of person that always wants to have the latest technology in your hands as it arrives, then yes, you should run out and buy yourself one of these devices. If you're not, I may wait a while or at the very low end, grab a PlayStation VR. And the reason I recommend that is because you're getting most of that quality VR experience for a much lower price for a console you probably already own. And it's going to give you a lot of opportunities to do things that you can do with these other more expensive, you know, near $1,000 headsets. But for the most part, speaking of the broader public and the mainstream audience for this sort of thing, we are years away, probably two, three years away before you should spend any money. Let this stuff get itself worked out. It's awesome. And I expect things more like the Void to show up every day. I suspect they're going to do really well, and they are doing really well, and they're highly respected. And you're seeing around the country all sorts of things pop up that are public uses of this technology. And I think that's going to continue to grow, and those experiences will help determine what the best use case is for a VR headset, which eventually trickles down to you, the consumer, and you'll get something smaller, lighter, faster, and cheaper because of all of this stuff happening at once. So don't spend $1,000 today. Unless you're a weirdo like me, spend $300 on a PlayStation VR, or wait 3 years and buy the next Oculus Rift for half the price what they cost now that's wireless and doesn't require a PC. Like, so much is coming. Telling people to buy it right now is a little bit like saying buy the Model T car, when really if you just wait a few years, you'll have a much more efficient car that doesn't break down all the time or has more capabilities or whatever. It's true of a lot of things, I suppose, but I think VR is just in its infancy. It's very young. It's very exciting, but it's like a baby. It needs to walk. It needs to talk. It needs to learn how to move around a little better. It needs to be able to eat its own food. This is all bad example, but you know what I mean? And one day VR, or things that are like VR as we know them today, will be a part of our everyday lives in the way that our phones are, and probably end up replacing a lot of what we do with our mobile devices as we use them today. So that's the only other thing I'd say, is a little bit buyer beware right now, unless you're really interested in the cutting edge, bleeding edge part of this business. Otherwise, maybe give it a little while and just go to the Void and check it out, you know, for less money.